I'm a psychologist. I'm not a clinical psychologist. I think of myself as a social psychologist trying to understand psychological phenomena and their cultural and social manifestations. So, as a psychologist, I wouldn't say that the answer to all depressions, all people suffering from anxiety or whatever should be, well, stop it. Because I know that some people simply just cannot stop it. But I also know that some people will, in fact, benefit from being told something like this. So I think we should be careful not to develop some kind of one-size-fits-all model here. But I agree. You know, some people become addicted to self-help. They become addicted to, in a way, what I call navel-gazing in the book, to feeling themselves, tuning in onto themselves all the time. There is actually, I'm thinking now of a psychologist. I think he's from California, actually, but he's a very good researcher. His name is Philip Cushman. He wrote a book in the 90s called, it's called Constructing the Self, Constructing America. And he's also a therapist. And he says the problem now is that we tell people that the answers are within themselves, are inside. You should only feel what's inside, listen to your inner voice, get in touch with yourself. And then people have been sitting in therapy rooms and elsewhere for decades trying to feel themselves. And he says, this guy, Phil Cushman, that at some point they become numb. You know, they try to feel so much inside themselves that they can no longer feel anything. And then they really become depressed because then there is no meaning. If meaning is found inside yourself by in your inner voice and you cannot hear it and you cannot feel it, then there is no meaning.